And they said, you made me realize that I do have the best interest in here, and instead of just saying a lot of stuff, maybe I should get on there and help change things.
I wouldn't make a special trip out there again for it, but it's a pretty cool deal. Like, we're ever headed that way.
I'm trying to control. I'm sure I drove it past.
Good job, Tom. You're doing great.
Of course,
you are indeed. Until the camera's not working.
395.
Oh, gotcha.
And when it burns, it
comes. Yeah. He hasn't found it.
Tim and Marcy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I haven't missed doing that stuff.
I can hear you.
Thank you. Can you see the council?
I can see the ceiling.
The ceiling?
The ceiling, yeah.
I can't see anything.
You can see up there, there's a picture of, you see
skylight
that? Does that help?
It's moving.
Yeah, it's moving.
Now you got it. Now you got it.
Kyle!
Smart feller. Cute little secretary.
You can't see that.
Well, I'm going to do a V-Lock today. You're just getting back from V-Lock.
See, all right. We're recording and we're visual. All right.
You can tell Kay's old school.
I am. I'd like to bring the council meeting to order on Wednesday, July 13th, 2022 at 7:03 p.m. May I get a roll call, please?
Mullen here.
Uchari here.
Potter here.
Askey here.
Hadeen here.
We have a quorum, and we'll go ahead and start with public comment. Do we have anybody that would like to speak with public comment?
Oh, sure, Mayor. You know I always do.
And I like it. I like that we get to hear from you.
And I'll give one to you. This is my outline for my public comment. So you guys can follow along. The first thing I'd like to say is my name is Robert Davis. I'm speaking for myself, 212 North Maple Street, Yamhill. Oh, that's nice. I'd like to ask the city about city structures. There's been a few items that has come to my attention, and one of the things is the city does not have a mission statement. Why not? A strategic plan. You need one. And any work plans for each department? None. I suggest that all three of these items be built and put into place as soon as possible, so as to better serve the city's outlook and forward-thinking process. And that's just my observation of those three items. I also suggest the city move its bookkeeping practice from cash to accrual. Doing this will take advantage of other accounting structures not currently available in cash basis accounting systems. And I won't go into detail because it's quite extensive, but you'd be opening up better and more accounting practices, and you'd actually better the city's accounting by going to the accrual basis and getting off the cash basis that you're on now. Three, I'm asking the city today to find a new accounting firm using the practice called mandatory rotation to ensure and reinforce auditor independence and overall audit quality. Number four, Today, I'm asking the city to find a new city planner using a practice called mandatory rotation to ensure and reinforce auditor independence and to ensure and reinforce independence and overall planning quality. Five, I'm also asking the city to use the Small City Development Code as a guideline and to take all the planning stuff out of the municipal code and put it into a development code. So the city has just a planning document in the development code that separates the two for better clarity and functionality. It's a lot more concrete and less conflicts between different departments and different concepts. And finally, I'm also asking the city for committee briefs to be listed in the city report as council, planning, and the water advisory committee decisions are being made monthly so that the public knows what's going on monthly and have it posted to the city's website. And that's it for my comments. Thank you so much.
So the committee briefs, how would that be different from, what are you envisioning it to be different from the minutes, the committee minutes that are submitted?
Well, the briefs would be by department and they would be just a brief as to what's going on currently in their department.
So updates.
So yeah, updates, you know, how we're looking forward to this or we're doing that or just some blurb, some quick
summary.
One summary of what's going on and do it by department so that all the departments can participate and their voices can be heard. And that way the city or the city residents and the city as a whole can understand what's going on, even if they don't attend the city council meeting like we do. At least they'll have some idea of what's coming up next or what's moving forward.
All right. Thank you.
Yes.
Good information.
Yes, thank you.
The mission statement, strategic plan, we've talked about that at previous councils. And it is something that we are aware of that the city does not have.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been in employee transitions and just unstable staffing concerns, we've waited until we get stable, we staffed, and then we want to move forward with these types of things.
Sure.
Right now, our department heads are very busy just managing their departments. So the one of the factors of having a city administrator was to take on these types of tasks that are the overseeing type tasks.
Sure.
And not a departmentally assigned, it's a city related as a whole.
Understood.
And so that was one of the things we were looking forward to. So it is definitely on the list.
For the police department, I have a chief's statement, I have a vision statement, I have a mission statement.
So,
all at once.
Well, you read. Hey, YNA has a mission statement too. No code of ethics yet, though. But I'm not sure we really need them.
Right.
What about the strategic plan? Any thoughts?
Not yet, no. We want to get stable. We want to.
Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to see what our new city admin thinks about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe September?
I don't know. We've got a lot on the plate, but it's definitely on the list of things to do. When we get to it, I don't know.
I don't remember his name. Who was it that you were hiring?
It was Brent Carver.
Brent, yeah.
And we'll cover that later in the agenda.
Oh, good. Yeah, I look forward to hearing that.
Me too.
But next month, we'll address it. If we've had a chance to show it to him, he's not here yet, just so you know that.
Oh, yeah,
we haven't forgotten about it.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, good deal. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else for public comment, please?
Hi, Doug Edwards, 580 North Maple, and I walk down Maple Street every time I come down here. And I want some official clarification. For 31 years, I've believed that my property line ends where my sidewalk begins, and I'm responsible for that. So who owns the ground under the sidewalk? Is that city?
Correct.
The ground under the sidewalk. The sidewalks are owned and managed by the
city.
Okay,
then from the outer side of my sidewalk to the road, 47 here, is that ODOT?
That's ODOT.
So my question was, I had made a trip around the school, and when I come out to this first driveway, you cannot, without literally creeping seed because of the weeds, I went home, filled up my weed eater. I called Kim in the office here to make sure I wouldn't be getting in any legal trouble. According to Deputy Miller or whatever it is, Officer Miller, I would have, but I got nothing to do. I'm all for keeping this city beautiful. Do I have to go and get their permission to trim ODOT's land in front of their, on the highway side of the sidewalk? It's ODOT, I should be able to do what I want, correct?
Yeah, ODOT's completely complaint driven. So if you're gonna take care of that nuisance.
Well, like I've been doing those stop signs. And I was just thinking, you know, we talked about the one house where the hedges are, there's not much sidewalk left now. And you have to duck, could you get scraped by the very line? That city property, would the city object if I follow the line up the sidewalk, you know, and maintain it so people don't have to walk around this town like, yeah.
I don't object, and thank you very much.
Well, I want this town to look the best that it can be when people are driving through. I mean, especially now that everybody's, you know, trying to take a part in making it better and whatnot. And I got the time, I got the machine. If nobody objects, I would like to do that. And my only question would be, what would I do with the brush? I don't really feel right throwing it on your yard, even though it's there.
I'm going to take it down to public works. Okay. And we can assist in that.
That's all I need. I can make sure, because I don't want to get in any altercation with a neighbor. You think they'd say thanks, but some people around here aren't. So.
Maybe they're.
That's all I needed.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. That's excellent. Yeah, the city itself can't say yay or nay, but we can. We cannot tattle on you. So, and
well, I do know
you,
that there
so.
Is a place here in Yamhill across from the grade school that they've been sent letters about the conditions and they refuse to do anything about it. And I said, well, maybe it's time to hire somebody to come in, put a lien on that place that they won't pay. I mean, the city has some rights. But when I walk down here and I have to walk out into the street to go around a car or a berry vine, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It's my right to walk on that sidewalk.
Absolutely.
Where we have sidewalks.
And you and I can talk to them. We can just kind of make that part of our maintenance schedule.
Well, I know you guys are busy, and I don't mind doing it.
That's fine with those too.
I don't mind doing it at all. It's just,
really nice.
It helps me, it helps the city, and I would think it helped the person that lives behind it there.
Well, the
as long as I'm not on their property.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
The city won't complain.
Well, it'll be done tomorrow.
Wonderful.
I was going to do it today, but I thought I better come here and make sure I don't get arrested.
That's nice. I'm glad you did. Is that all you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
is there any other public comment? Any pictures we want to be shown to the public? Not yet? Okay. All right. We'll close public comment. Oh, actually, is there anybody online that wants to raise their hand or do *9 to offer any public comment?
No hands raised.
With no hands raised, we will close public comment. Now for presentations, Water Advisory Committee. Is a Water Advisory Committee member online and available? Let's see one. Is he? Okay. Jason, do you want to step in his absence?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to a few of the items we had on the list. As you guys know, I think last meeting we sent out a letter of intent to the city of Hillsborough. That was a discussion we had.
Good.
They've shown some interest in regards to getting back to us about the 1.6 million gallon tank reservoir, that is.
So that's, you know, that's a positive. We're working with John from AKS in regards to that second impound. You know, we're obviously just kind of at the baseline work right now, but we're going to start, you know, putting the green light on that project as far as just getting all the GPS and all the, you know, geotech stuff done, see if it's viable. Leak detection is something that was scheduled for tomorrow. It's got postponed, but just postponed to possibly next week. We did do a tap up at our reservoir to capture any water loss down from the reservoir, which was successful in a sense. So we're going to be able to tell from 2 points. That was a positive experience for not only the crew, but also having OAW out to, you know, give us CEU credits for that lesson.
Excellent.
Those were some of the major ones with the Water Advisor Committee. I know just moving forward, you know, just looking at getting more of the punch list items done that they had on there. I can't speak for Brian, but I feel like we've moved forward on a lot of progress on what they wanted done and seen accomplished. So I feel like they're very happy at this point.
Good. I'm glad to hear that because we were kind of stale there for a little bit.
Yeah.
The log jam, where are we at with that?
I had a discussion with AKS, and I mean, even they were open to the idea of taking the project on. We didn't want HBH to take it on. I know the Water Advisory Committee was leaning more towards HBH taking that on. So it's still kind of in limbo. Sharon has more of the details to finding out if that was a donation or if that was just money set aside on that project.
That's what we're waiting on.
Yeah,
finding out how that's going
to
work.
There again, I don't have all the details to speak to that.
Who's paying for it and how that money's going to be filtered?
Hmm. How does the creek look?
It's better than last year.
Better than last year at this time.
We're still pumping 440, which is our max. It could change
consistently
with hot weather, but yeah, we haven't lowered our inflow. We're better off than we were last year. If we get a hard heat spell, that could change things. But we've had far more rain this year. We haven't opened our impound yet, so we still have that full to the max.
So in visions of last summer dance in my head, at what point, Kyle, are you going to be concerned?
So I'm not concerned yet.
Right, but?
Give it the end of July, because at this point last year, we were already concerned. I'm not yet.
Okay.
That said, it can change pretty quickly.
When you start to be, please share that.
You will know.
I mean, I can answer that to a certain degree. I know Kyle covered about 90% of it, but with us bringing in 440 gallons at our max capacity right now, we're not even at all concerned. Once we have to drop down to 350, then we'll be letting people know that we might be in that first step, or at least starting to put the word out there to acknowledge the fact that you might have to cut back underwater. But, I mean, that kind of gives you a range where we're at.
And right now we're averaging around 350,000 gallons a day of use.
Usage is 350, and
yeah,
we're putting out 440.
Well, we're bringing in 440 gallons per minute, and we're delivering 350,000 gallons.
Which was better than last year.
Yeah, we were around 450,000 last year. So we're looking better, but
good.
I don't want to overspeak. I mean, as long as people just keep maintaining.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but we want to acknowledge the community is making an effort.
Yes, definitely.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
That makes a huge difference.
Did you mean that we were using 450 at this time last year?
This time last year, we were probably bringing, so that's how much we're treating per minute.
Oh, okay.
That's what we're drawing from the creek. And and last year at this time, we were probably down to, I'd have to look, but at this time last year, we were probably down to 380 gallons per minute. So
okay.
we haven't lowered our usual, it hasn't changed, and we haven't, the creek's still stable.
Yeah, okay, got it. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you. Mm-hmm. Anything else on here, Jason, you wanna?
Now, in regards to the Water Advisory Committee, I mean, I'll cover it once I have my time.
All right. Anything else for the Water Advisory Committee? No? Okay. Yamhill Neighborhood Association.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mayor. I'll put on my other hat. My name is Robert Davis. I'm with Yamhill Neighborhood Association. And I'd like to speak about the caucus we just had. This is my first caucus. I really enjoyed it. I thought it went very well. In the whole outlook of everything, I think pretty much everybody got what they were looking to get. I was hoping for that anyway, so I thought it all worked pretty good. But I'd like to remind the city that the candidate election packet should have been posted to the city's website prior to June 1st. When the filing dates listed are between 8 o'clock a.m. June 1st and 5 o'clock p.m. August 24th. I know that you guys are busy, and I know that you guys have staffing issues and things, but the packet only came out about 2 weeks prior to the caucus, which is about a month and a half late. So I just figured I'd remind the city, maybe you can get it out a little earlier next year on the prior to June 1st. My other item is, what date, and I know we're already into July, which you guys were going to have the water town hall meeting. Have you settled on a date? I haven't heard the date yet.
We talked about this at the last council, and actually the last council meeting before that also. We want the new administrator to be here when we do that, is why we were holding off.
Oh.
So that we could use that opportunity as an opportunity to introduce the new administrator.
Right.
So we were waiting until that person got here.
Yeah, the last thing I heard was it was supposed to be held in July. And so I'm like, well, we're in the middle of July.
We were hoping to have somebody by July. The mid-August date was provided to us, but that has now changed, and I'll give you that later in the agenda.
Okay.
But a town hall date needs to be made.
Yeah.
I agree. That needs
yeah.
to be done. And preferably before we get into a water event.
I hope not to see one.
I don't believe that we will.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be okay.
But you never know.
But you don't. You don't know.
You know. All I can say is Lake Mead is not looking really well right now. My third aspect of my speech is YNA respectfully requests again, when all our previous months worth of questions to the city council and mayor are going to be answered, starting with the 16 questions submitted on 9/16 of last year. And just for
Robert, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I know that that was brought up at the caucus also. My understanding is that the interim city administrator was taking those questions and answering them thoroughly and providing them at the next council meeting. Have they not been provided are asked
no.
in 1 month and they're provided the next month?
And so what you have attached to your document is the 16 questions that were originally asked of the city back.
And you have
then.
Not received.
And so to answer your question, Mayor, your pro tem was going to address all 16 questions. And she got to 15 in her agenda and got all the answers, but didn't move them to us because she was still waiting on the 16th question. Now, which 16th question, I have no idea. And the last time I talked to your pro tem, she said, yeah, that's right, I'm still missing one. And so we have gotten no questions, no answers to any of these questions. Now, it is true, a lot of water under the bridge since these questions were originally asked.
Absolutely.
And yes, can YNA answer most of them now? Yes. But at the time we asked them,
It was very valid that they needed to be answered. And we gave the city 90 days, which is far more than adequate, I believe, to ask a group or an organization to answer a question. If you couldn't answer it in 30 or 60 days, 90 days should be plenty. But they never got answered. And a lot of our other questions that we ask on a monthly basis that we have been asking for it to move into the old business of the previous month never seems to get carried around. And so the questions kind of fall by the wayside. And so that's where we're at right now. But
Mr. Davis, I owe you a huge apology. And I'm terribly sorry that you haven't gotten the answers to those questions. I was under the impression that they were had been answered months ago.
Yeah.
And that each month when you came with additional questions, that they were the answers were given to you prior to the next month.
Yeah.
And that's if that's not been happening, then I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I will address this as quickly as I can.
I appreciate your apology, and it's definitely accepted.
Please.
Mr. Davis, with the I understand I've heard the same thing with your questions and everything. And I know you've been trying to get them, and I know you're aware of the situation we've been dealing with for the last while with everything that's been going on.
Oh, absolutely.
So if it's all right, may I ask if some of these questions or what questions you have gotten answered for the YNA, respectfully, if they've been answered, can we get those removed? And whatever other questions you have, you can add on here, but we can narrow those down to the questions that you are wanting to be answered now. So not because I'm trying to ignore them or they're trying to ignore them, but the situation we've had, if we can not restart, but kind of refresh this.
Sure.
Get the new ones that you want to answer, get rid of the ones that you feel are answered already.
Sure.
And then we can hopefully get
this. And as I've said, Councilor McMullen, most of those 16 questions that were originally posted, asked of the city back in 9/16 of last year.
Yes.
We can answer those ourselves now.
You said there might be a few more new ones.
So a fresh set of questions is what?
Well, but here's the point. They were never answered, and it was important that they got answered at the time they were asked. Yeah. Now water has gone under the bridge, and we can answer almost every question there is because it's been almost a year. But it shouldn't have been.
No, and I agree with you on that. It shouldn't have been a year.
But to go back, I'd have to do a lot of research to go back to January, when we first started asking questions. February, we asked questions. March, April, May. And it's no offense to you, Mayor, but she's always gracious and said, thank you for your comment. But we never hear the answer to the question.
Yes.
And the next month, we ask another series of questions, and it's thank you for your comment. And they never get answered. Only last month was the first time in a long time where we asked a series of questions, and I think the mayor responded to about three or four out of our six, but we're still waiting on the other answers to those questions, which they haven't been moved into old business as they should be in your minutes. Any questions that have been asked should be moved into old business of the next month, and it's not. But in any case, we know your staff issue and everything, so we understand. You know, nobody's looking for blood here.
Well, and I understand we should answer those, or they should have been answered at a timely manner, and I know they weren't, and there's been a lot of over the last year that should have, would have been, and we're trying to change that, and we're trying to move forward.
Yeah.
So whatever questions you feel are, I know you're going to have to go back and look at that, but I'm sure with what you have right now, you could pull your priority questions out at least. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if it's five or 10 questions of your priority, we can start answering those ones. And then whatever your other questions are that you want to answer, we can answer those ones and get rid of all the ones that you think are answered already.
And I certainly will. And I will submit them prior so that you actually have a week or two to look the questions over and maybe even 2 or 3 weeks before the next council meeting. And I'll dig them up.
Okay.
And I'll submit the important ones.
Yes. I would appreciate it. And on that note, as he recommended, I'd like to kind of put a cap at 20 questions because It's staff time that takes time to answer these, and they do already have a lot of tasks. So it would be helpful if it was limited.
I understand. Yeah.
And also, Robert, I just like to add something. I think some of these were addressed during city council meetings.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
And so they could be found in the minutes. So once again, it's having staff go back and recreate something that's already been.
No, I understand.
So,
but the only point I was making was that was an official document submitted to the city with a 90-day respect for acknowledgement. And that was clear back in 9 of last year. And here we are in the July. And
it is unfortunate.
They haven't been officially answered. Mm-hmm. When
we can't go back in time, though, which is
true.
Unfortunate.
So when YNA asks a question, we are asking an official question based on our organization's research and our membership. So it's not a comment like you saw me ask earlier on my questions. It is an official request by the organization, and as such, it should be treated respectfully as a valid question and answered in a timely manner. That's the only thing we ask for.
So could you then also do me a favor? So once you prioritize your questions, and we'll see what Petra has and fill in the blanks if we can. And then could you limit the amount of questions? So I like you would like those to be answered meeting to meeting.
Sure.
But if you get 16 questions and you're short staff, it's not looking good for you.
No.
So if you could limit them to 5 or under,
I think,
and not have them be so broad.
I think every meeting I try and keep them under 8. Sometimes I have 6, sometimes I have 5. But I always, like today, I have 4. You know,
mm-hmm.
based on my outline. And so that's not unreasonable, you know.
No, it's
and
not.
And we've already
right.
had a discussion about several of them already, which is great. That's what I like.
What do you think about if you submitted your questions 2 weeks prior to council meeting and we had the answers at the next council meeting?
Yeah.
So if you submitted
great.
Them to staff, say 2 weeks prior,
that would be great.
We can include them a week later in the council minute or
that
in the council.
Be fabulous. Yeah.
Would that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, getting off that subject and on to something important, much more important that one.
Derby
Day. YNA will have a booth at the upcoming Derby Day.
Yeah. That's awesome.
On Friday and Saturday. Do come by, have a chat with us. We'll be giving away one free item for stopping by to talk with us. I won't tell you what that item is, but it will be a freebie. And everybody likes free. So, so come by our booth, say hi, chat with us, shake our hand. Just tell us, you know, you're there, and we'll give you a free gift. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And I will pass these on for the official record, so you don't have to provide it. I'll just pass these on.
Yeah, I'll just this one. You can give that to your secretary.
Thank you. And there's nobody here from the YDA, the Downtown Association, so or online, I'm assuming. If you are from the Yamhill Downtown Association and you wish to speak and you're online, please raise your virtual hand or your actual hand or star 9. Okay, with no hands raised, we will move on. And I'm going to ask the Yamhill Community Club if they will attend next month and kind of give us a summary report of how Derby Days has gone for them and where their committee is in and what they plan to do with the funds. Rumor has it they want to put it towards a new playground for the park. So I'd like to hear more about that. So I'm going to invite them next month if you guys agree.
Yeah.
I hope the bathrooms work this year.
Boy, don't we all. Well, they weren't shut down for 2 years. So. Yeah.
I don't know if they're on here, but whoever the group is that I saw at the park cleaning out booths.
Community Club.
The Community Club. If one of them's on here, thank you very much for the hard work. I saw you guys over there. It was recognized. They were there for quite a while. It looks like cleaning out a bunch of booths.
Bingo.
They were. And they actually commented about Public Works staff and how grateful they were for Public Works staff helping them and being there and supporting them in their effort. So yeah. So there was a, yeah, it was great. It's nice to see everybody coming together. All right, unfinished business, Recology. Did you get my email this afternoon that I sent?
I did not.
You did not, okay. I received an email from the previous city or the interim city administrator who's been working with your staff. And that person advised that the city wanted to address the contract that hasn't been rewritten or reviewed in over 15 years. And so that's why the city's been holding off on signing for the rate adjustments,
right,
is because they wanted to address the franchise fee prior to signing off on that, okay, because it hasn't been in 15 years. And I was informed that request had been sent to city's legal counsel for review, and that has not been received by legal counsel that they informed me of today. So we as a council need to discuss how we want to proceed with that. And if we do want to proceed with that discussion on franchise fee, then it's going to be another additional 2 weeks before we can get an answer to Recology on the rate fees.
Okay.
So do you want to say anything to any of that?
Well, I'm filling in for Ernie, who's filling in for Dave Larmuth.
Dave's who I sent the email to.
So. Right. And I'm not sure if he was in today. He's obviously working from home. I'm in the office, but I did not see him. So I will have to go back, check with Dave and see what he's got. But I think you guys need to take the time that you need to make the right decision. So
I appreciate that. Thank you. And in my email, I asked him to, provide any input or suggestions, recommendations that he can maybe see. Because, we're all new to the franchise fee stuff. So we're dependent upon you and our counsel, our legal counsel, for this information. So anything that you can provide us that's going to give us the ability to make a decision and move mm-hmm. forward on this would be helpful.
Yeah, I can check with Dave. I know that I approved the franchise fee checks and
okay.
Everybody's kind of right in the same ballpark. So I'm not sure what number you're looking for as far as that's why Dave's the rate analyst. I'm the operator.
Okay.
But yeah, I can get that information or at least make sure that Dave gets you the information that you're requesting.
That would be really helpful. Thank you very much. And then I'll pass that on to our legal counsel and we'll move forward from there after we have our discussion here this evening with counsel. Okay. Does that help you at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me information to pass on.
There you go. That's perfect.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm glad you came. It's nice to see your face.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here. I've never been to a Yamhill one.
Woo! Woohoo!
Amity, Dayton, and several McMinnville.
We can be entertaining at times.
Oh, no doubt. You got this guy working.
I know, seriously. Both these guys. So, council members, you heard me kind of describe where we're at in the situation. The franchise fee hasn't been reviewed in 15 years. It's a percentage of, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's the percentage of the fees that you receive back that the city receives as a franchise, as part of the franchise. So we get a percentage of
fees they collect.
Fees they collect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, raise his hand with Ernie.
Yeah, Ernie's.
Ernie's here.
Good evening. Sorry to put Dave, David Beam on the spot. I'm not Dave Larmuth. I'm not the rate analyst. So I just wanted to just put my two cents in that right now we're projected to be less than 2% as far as a margin. And we're just trying to get back into that operating margin that's in the contract. And so from, if I hear you correctly, you're having a legal look at the contract before you guys make a decision on the rate increase.
That's correct.
Okay. I'll pass that on as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. There you go.
Thanks, Ernie.
All right. My hand was up for a while.
His arm's falling asleep.
So as a council, we have a decision we can make. Do we want to just go ahead and sign the rate increase, which is going up to 9.6 or 9? It's going up 9% this year.
9.13.
Going up 9% this year. The franchise fee would not change and hasn't changed in 15. Do we want to go ahead and sign and approve the rate increase for the community and not address the franchise fee until, say, next year?
What would the benefit be of addressing the franchise fee now if it's not going to change?
If the franchise fee is not going to change?
Yeah.
It could potentially change.
Oh.
There is that potential.
Well, Ernie can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe with the increase, the franchise fee increases as well. It's kind of, it would increase because the fees would increase, so would the franchise fee.
It's been 15 years since it's been under legal.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, so can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm not going to say for a fact, but that's usually how it is. You know, the more revenue, the more, you know, you have a percentage of that revenue, correct? But as I mentioned before, when we presented, was it a month ago or so, the fuel price was up to around $5.50, right, for diesel, and now we're around $6.50. So inflation's out of control. So again, this rate, I'm totally open, and I'm sure Dave and the company, as far as taking a look at the franchise fees, that's not a problem for us at all. But just trying to get back into a profitable margin for the company so we could continue with business is what our goal is. So my opinion would be to go forward with, you know, to vote on the rate increase. It's a very small I think it's a dollar something for a 32-gallon can. And then still address that franchise fees. I mean, you can do that anytime you want.
Okay. That's good information. Thank you, Ernie. You bet.
So it's not something we negotiated. Franchise fee is not something you negotiated.
That's not my understanding, but I've been led astray on a few things, so I don't know. That's why I'm moving into legal counsel, because
yeah,
I don't have that kind of knowledge.
All right.
So council members online, do you have input?
Is it going to be, did you say we'd know if we do hold off until legal reviews it? You said that would be 2 additional weeks. Is that what you said?
Well, they're wanting to have it before August 1st as the latest deadline possible. And, you know, I would like to try and respect that. So I would encourage council to review it fairly quickly and get an answer. And if we make a decision on how we want to proceed tonight and council gives me permission to move forward on whatever legal counsel really advises, then we can do that without having another meeting in the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so if they look at it, we can still get it taken care of or signed or approved or whatever before the deadline?
Exactly.
Okay.
Before the deadline. There would be a council motion this evening saying, yes, we will approve after council reviews with the, you know, the mayor's signature or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I like that idea.
Otherwise, we would have to meet again to make a final decision.
Mm-hmm.
If we can avoid that, that'd be helpful. Councillor Hedin?
Yeah, I'm okay with waiting as long as we can get it response back to them as soon as possible so we're not dragging it out and we can meet the deadline.
I agree. Thank you. With that information, can I get a motion? Or more questions?
Right. Say
what? So
approve the rate increase.
Dollar something or whatever it is.
It's 9%. 9 point something percent.
Yeah, you said it comes out to like a dollar.
A dollar additional for a can. Yeah. Thank you.
She should be on here.
She should. She truly, she should.
You're going to make the motion to approve the rate increase upon the review of legal's. Well, it should be a legal's review. And to approve the increase or approve the document via the mayor's signature before August 1st.
HR second.
Can I get a vote?
Nicole and
I. HR aye.
Hunter aye.
Heskey aye.
Hedin aye.
Okay.
It's very good.
It was confusing. I understand what you're trying to say, and I will try to explain it best I can to Sharon in the minutes. Thank you all for helping with that. Anything further for you?
That's it.
Okay. Awesome. You're welcome to stay. We like having you here at the party.
I have three kids to put to bed
this morning,
all day.
Nice.
Way to prioritize.
My turn to take over.
Good for you.
Keep in touch.
I will. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
Take care.
Ask Aaron if you got that picture of Juicy Pink.
What's that? I will do that.
All right, new business, town hall, consider a date. So actually Brian's here, so we're gonna move to Brian real quick. Chief Jensen, did you wanna give a water advisory committee update? And we went ahead in your absence, but we can come back and give you the opportunity.
It should be in your packet. Yeah. Pretty much the same. And follow up on the log jam where we're at on that process. You know, in the budget, there was included that $50,000 for the second offsite reservoir. We would recommend that the council move that project into the CIP list so that it is eligible for some SDC funding. But it needs to get to that list to be eligible. And then we recommend that the grant coming in for the transmission line study, that we modify that and add the Hillsborough to tie-in line. Include that in that study also. I'm talking with AKS. They thought that there would be enough money in that grant to cover that also. I think Jason can. And better.
More for less.
That's excellent.
Yeah. So, and then with that, we're just carrying on with our normal list of activities. We are supposedly going to meet with OWA, and they're going to talk about rates at our next meeting, because they had some interesting discussions about flat rates and why not to have flat rates. So it's kind of a twist what we've been talking about. So we're curious to see what they have to say and what their recommendations are. So
I'll be curious to hear too.
You're all welcome to attend if you want to listen in. But our next meeting is mainly set just to have a discussion with them and get insights on water rates. So that was our report.
Excellent. Thank you. A couple of months ago, you were in with the list of things that needed to be addressed that you felt wasn't moving forward. Where are you at on that list now with moving forward?
The leak detection and conservation plan is moving forward.
Yep.
Jason's updated us on that. Sounds like that's moving. Sounds like the log jam, they're looking at options. If the developer can work on that or not work on that.
Yeah, we had to find out whether how they were going to process the money.
Yeah, how
it was donation or if it how it was going to work.
So is it donation cash or is it just donation and they do the project? And how you work that out legally.
Yeah.
Is donation they just did the project would be nice.
That would be nice.
So anything else, Jason?
Like I was mentioning to them, letter of intent was sent off and responded to.
Yeah, I understood.
Detection like we spoke to. We looked at our master meter at the water plant, getting that recalibrated with TAG, and they did do that. Trying to think, those were the high priority ones. So yeah, those have been done and taken care of. So, I think all we're looking at this point is possibly the logjam.
Logjam and then getting the conservation plan done.
Yep.
That'll be a key piece when we start looking at grants, is having that conservation plan.
And what will it take to get the the second offstream reservoir and hard pipe treatment onto the CIP list? What will it take to do that? Just approval from council and
council.
I double check legal, but I think it's just a council motion to move that onto the CIP list.
Just like you guys did with the logjam to put it on.
Yeah. Okay. And does it need to be run by legal counsel? Can we approve it and then run it by legal counsel?
Yeah.
I think that'd be the way I would go personally.
Yeah.
You can always ask for forgiveness later.
Well, yeah, you can always say, no, you can't do that. Okay, so a motion from council or questions from council?
No, I don't have any questions.
Does council online have the Yamhill Water Advisory Committee report in front of them?
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah.
So number two is what we're talking about. That's the information that we need to approve to put on the CIP list.
Probably add that transmission line grant too. You can probably combine
the CIP list.
Combine those two, because we did in the budget committee, we did set aside, well, that 100,000 was set aside for the offline, but that way if you get into that transmission study and needed maybe a little bit more.
So two and three.
So we need to review two and three and approve for those to be submitted to council or legal counsel for adding to the CIP list. Does that sound like a, you want to say second?
Yeah, second.
Okay. Can I get a vote on that motion?
Echaria.
Potter, aye.
Eski, aye.
Hadeen, aye.
All right, we will push that to legal counsel and then we will put it on the CIP list if they give the go.
I think with that grant, we might have to modify that grant when awarded to add to the Hillsboro piece in there, depending on how that was written.
That should be the easy part.
It should be easy. It's, just talk to the grant people and ask for modification, and it's all the same, kind of the same thing. So.
We can submit like an addendum or a.
It'd be an addendum. Okay. Well, and it's Normally they're pretty easy. These ones I've done, normally if you have everything in a row, they...
Are you interested in preparing an addendum and submitting it to this, to city admin to send to the grant people?
I need to talk to admin and see how that grant was written and what's required. I can do that.
Who wrote it?
I think Sharon.
Sharon. Okay, good.
That's your question, then.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else from Water Advisory?
I think all we got for now.
Well, thank you. And I want to thank the people on your committee for continuing on with this. I think it's been very valuable. Mm-hmm. And I think we're really making progress in where we were last year to where we are right now. And then where we want to go. There, we have a vision and it's happening, which is very cool. And it's because of your committee, and I'm grateful for all of you.
I think, you know, the city was positive in putting some money aside for these projects in this year's budget. And like I said, that second reservoir, we're looking at, if we get the study done, that could be ready to move forward in a year to start work on. And so once we get the study, we can start looking at grants to maybe help move that along.
That's really remarkable.
So
that's excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, now to new business, town hall, consider a date. So with this, I'm going to move up just real quickly to give some information to number 7, department reports, mayor's comments, or announcements, city administrator. So our candidate, Brett Carver, for city administrator, as of last evening, has backed out of the negotiations and will not be accepting the position as city administrator.
Oh.
And as of last Friday, the interim city administrator's contract with the city has been ended, and we no longer have an interim city administrator. So we're kind of back to ground zero. Council needs to figure out how we want to move forward. You can speak for yourself, but I was talking to Chief Raven today about it. His recommendation was to just maybe consider, for now anyway, a city recorder or somebody, an additional person in administration that can help with some of these duties, to help relieve some of the duties from the current staff and take on a few of the other duties that need to be done. Or we can go back in and dive back into the pool of candidates, see if there's any that from our previous pool that we want to bring back, or put a notice back out there for new candidates. We've got options. We just need to figure out a path forward. So we need to discuss how we want to do that.
Was Brent's change of heart, is that like a hard stop, or are there other possible?
As you know, the council negotiated with Brent Carver repeatedly. We would offer the silver platter, and he would request the silver platter and the spoon. Mm-hmm. So we would give him the silver platter and the spoon, and he'd come back and want the fork. And so we'd give him the silver platter and the fork and the spoon. In the end, after getting really everything that he needed in order to move from Kansas to Yamhill and start a new career for himself, in the end, it came down to his family that made the final decision for him. His wife, as council knows, is in her late stages of pregnancy. It's a high risk pregnancy, putting her through selling a home, moving across the United States, and then buying a new home, being settled, having a baby with new doctors, new medical, new everything was, I think, very overwhelming for his wife and family. And he had to make that choice for his family in the end. I absolutely respect that.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed, but I totally respect his decision making and nothing we can do to negotiate out of that one.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
You didn't get my email last night, did you?
Clearly, I did. Clearly.
Wow.
May I ask?
Please.
So I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What about the second choice? What about the other person that we all interviewed with and vetted?
And that's an option, is going back to the pool.
You know?
That's an option.
He was, and I'll be frank, he was my first pick based on his personality, his knowledge, and his casualness. He wasn't as financially set as the other guy was, but he seemed to have his act together.
He was a very funny man, yes.
And he was ready to move to Yamhill. He knew a lot about Yamhill in his discussion over the internet when we asked him, why would you move to Yamhill? And he started talking about our water issues and stuff. So he knew a lot about Yamhill. So
I'll speak for staff. I mean, for my personal self being part of the staff, I mean, I kind of lean towards what Graven's saying. I mean, not everything he said, but just the surface level stuff as far as just going back to the city recorder and start from there and get people, just get somebody with some financial background.
And that would be like another temporary, like similar thing, except a recorder.
That would be something we'd have to discuss.
In my opinion, which I probably shouldn't have one here, but
you were valued.
He was pretty much the only one that had met what was needed.
He was the only one with municipality experience, government employment experience.
The other ones.
He was the only one with financial background experience. And that's why we bent over backwards to provide for his needs.
So if you're a city reporter, we're starting from the beginning again, basically, putting out.
Yeah, we'd have to put out a recruitment for city recorder.
I definitely think we need to open it back up, whether we do a city administrator or just a city recorder. But I think that's really our only option. I don't think any of the other candidates were going to be the fit that we were looking for.
And I'm in agreement. The other candidates weren't, I mean, they were nice people, but they weren't what we really need in order to get stable again. And okay, so we'll table this because I can see we're all a little.
No, we can't table it. I feel like it's very important that we keep saying, no, we can't do this because we're understaffed and so it's time to fix it. I think that we have not had a lot of success with a city administrator to date. We have, however, been successful having a city recorder. And I think we should lean that direction. And then just hope the ladies are into, you know, pulling a double. Because this time it interferes with vacations and Kim's on her own here. And I mean, she's doing all right, but still it's not. They've made a lot of sacrifices, so I think we should do city recorder.
Okay.
And I brought up also the importance of having the liaisons of council, because that helps us have someone that we have a go-to. And when we have those individuals in place that we're collaborating together with, it works.
If we have a city recorder, is that your supervisor, or could you perform your background check on a city recorder?
I could do that because there is no direct supervision.
I kind of like the idea of advertising for just a city recorder and then continue with the liaisons with each department and see if we have any success with that.
And I know there are resources that we have someone come in doing, I don't like using the word interim, but you know, anybody that we've had that before where someone's come in just to assist for a little while we get somebody.
Hire a temporary?
Yeah.
We could.
Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Can we look for both temporary and permanent at the same time?
I think she just
one and the same, but yes.
Oh.
Okay.
And you got 6 month probation either way.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want them temporary or if you want to keep them.
Do we already have that written up? I mean, we have what we're looking for a city reporter?
The original, yeah.
Okay.
So we just need to advertise for it.
And actually, I think it was updated by the last city reporter. So I think it's I think it's an updated version of, because at that time we didn't know which way we're going to go. And so she prepared what the city administrator outline and a city reporter outline. So we have it.
All right, so I'm going to make a motion to open a new
recruitment process.
Recruitment for city recorder this time.
Echari, second.
A vote, please.
Aye.
Echari, aye.
Potter, aye.
Ask, yeah.
Hadeen, aye.
It'll save us money because we budgeted high. So this will save us a little.
And as typically does a city recorder have budget experience? That's been an issue for a couple of years now. Boy, I'd like that to go away.
So my question on
sorry, I'm just saying.
So my question on
three
that,
meetings though, is my limit.
My question on that though is like either they're coming in with budget experience or we're looking at doing a budget like with a third party or something. However you do that, like bringing in somebody that actually knows it.
Like we did the last 2 years.
Yeah.
But not floating, not like if they don't have budget experience, then we need to figure out a better budget system or however we do that to hire out or however mm-hmm. that goes. But I can't, yeah. That's getting, this is getting annoying.
Yeah, and we're going to get the same thing all the time unless we switch it up, so.
So we need to address.
Well, that would go, I would say that for either way, whether it was administrator or a city.
Yeah, budget experience.
Budget management.
Mm-hmm. And even if the idea is that each department does their own, but that person facilitates the big enchilada. Sure be helpful.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if that's possible. If we get somebody that's ideal for everything, but they don't have budget, then if there's a way to, I don't know how other cities do it, if it's like third party or somebody else, or I don't know how they do that, but it needs to definitely be after last budget committee meetings and all that stuff.
A little burnout?
Yeah. It needs to be handled one way or the other. We need to make money at some point here.
That was a piece of cake.
Okay, so with that decision made, we'll put out a recruitment for a city recorder, a permanent position, temporary position.
I'd like to see somebody invested in the community. If we hire for temporary, then we're just a pit stop. So
yep,
permanent.
Okay, will do. We'll get going on that. Again, it's going to take some time to get somebody hired. So back to the new business of town hall, consider a date. We don't now have to wait for the new city administrator because there isn't one. So we can schedule a town hall at any time that's convenient for us. Obviously, the sooner the better. But we need to have time to prepare it too, and we don't want to put pressure on staff to get information together in a short timeline. Any ideas on time frames that would work for the Water Advisory Committee and Public Works?
I hate to push it out there, but for the next 2 months, We are, you've got Kirby Days this weekend, Fireman's Thing the next weekend. You got County Fair coming up. So you're now the middle of August. You're going to be starting to get ready for school. I think you're probably looking September, October.
Okay. So with that, could we schedule the town hall later in the year, but in the interim of that, provide summary reports to the community and just give a summary of, you know, where we were, where we are now, and where we're going, and provide a written report to the community in lieu of an immediate town hall?
When we get back, I was gonna say, I think maybe he suggested it, but if you're gonna do that, is there any way to put a report? I don't know who does the website, but is there an opportunity to update that on a regular basis or whenever?
Yeah.
Website and Facebook and
it'll go everywhere. If
it doesn't
put
have
it
to
out,
be then. Like the symposium of, you know, like it, just quick blurbs on
yeah,
put it on Facebook and link Facebook back to the website.
Yeah, I guess I just need a more of a descript. What are you guys looking for? Are you looking for water plant distribution collections, streets, so on and so forth? Just a quick.
Yeah, to be honest, Jason, I think from a citizen standpoint, I mean, numbers are great and all that. I'm sure some of them enjoy that, but I think in general, I might be wrong, but the general public is probably wanting to, like, are we doing good?
Yeah,
like, you
a little
know,
more
I mean,
of a narrative.
That's all.
Can we just do like a
public works comments? Like,
yeah.
Water's doing really well. We got a lot of this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a few people out here that like they like numbers, but
yeah.
I think the general public is like, how are we doing?
I'm with you. That's easy for me.
And if I'm wrong, the general public can speak and send their, you know, Facebook, but
and they will.
And Kyle's recommending that we could put on online, we could put a red light, green
some
light, yellow simple. Light, like green, water's good.
Oh, like fire danger,
yeah,
that
yeah.
time.
Yellow, yellow water is
daily.
I'm not doing that again. And then red, we're restricted.
Yeah, I mean,
black.
You're
black.
You have 5 numbers, whatever. But.
No, that's fine.
I think I think all the groups in city, it'd be easy for each one of them. You know, like I said, you know, getting the mayor on there, just short blurb, and
yeah.
Public Works just does a short blurb on this month. You know, it's been a good month. We, you know, whatever. I think it'd be easy.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's simple. Yeah.
Can we get that before the end of the month? A summary report from the Water Advisory Committee?
That's kind of in Brian's realm. I mean, I'll assist in it.
Well, he'll need your information to do it.
It's fine.
We'll figure out something.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
Well, we could probably, you know, update the new restriction levels and kind of get those out there.
Yeah, just say, like what Kyle said, no concerns at this time. You know, that's just reassurance because we've been
usage
worried about
decreased.
It. Yeah.
Intake is normal.
I mean, at the end of it, it's simple things like, it's a simple thing is like the end of it, at the end of your paragraph. So, a friendly reminder, you know, weather has been hotter the last couple weeks.
Conserve
please,
where
you
can.
Conserve
where
you can and just, you know,
water in the evening, not during the heat of the day.
Not at noon, like I see.
All right, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, simple. I'm on board with that.
Okay. So, before August 1st, I know that's asking.
I'll give a green light right now.
Green light.
I mean, personally, I'd like to see it start clean like month of August. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to jump in there right now. Just, you know, we have other things going on at this point. So
I realize that
August 1st would be a nice push point, kind of start this, green light it. So,
but you can go either way too on that, because if you do the 1st of August, you can actually be like the month of July was.
August. Thank you.
You know what I mean? Instead of starting August 1st, saying the month of August, because you don't need to do
yeah,
it. So
exactly.
You can do 1 month behind to tell everybody how that month went.
Well, that's a great point. Really,
then you got time.
Okay. So, council's requesting the Water Advisory Committee and Public Works staff to prepare a summary report to present online to the community on August 1st.
And then after that, are we gonna, it's gonna be like a follow-up, or we just wanna commit for one time now, or do we wanna do, I mean, I don't wanna add more work for anybody, but if people are feeling, you know, in the dark and need some reassurance, how often should we do it?
Well, definitely during the summer time frame.
If
but
things change drastically, then we'll do an
update more
right then.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it'll kind of be what it is until it changes.
I just do it once a month.
First of the month.
Every month, unless something critical happens, okay. And then we go from green light to black light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm in agreement with the caucus with what they said. I like the fact that if we could get a little more technology savvy, I guess, with our city and council and everybody, it'd be really easy to do a small blurb from the mayor, water, public mm-hmm. works, and chief wants to get on there, fire district, whoever, then it doesn't have to be long. It's just people get on there and they can, you know, a word from your mayor, a word from your thing. And then they at least, especially here right now, because not everybody's on, not everybody attends these. And just in like Kay said, it kind of gives them that reassurance. At least you can get online or you can go on Facebook and you can see a small blurb from whoever, you know, hey, it's been a good month, or the mayor says this or that, or it's upcoming, you know. Anyways, I know it'll take time, but it'd be nice to see that eventually down the road.
And also, I don't know if this would change people's mentality, like, oh, we're still doing good, so we're going to just start using more water. Is that something that people might think?
No, that's why I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I'm saying at the end of that, like this month has increasingly gotten hot, right? It's gotten more, the weather's been hotter. So if you guys are get on there, be like, July was a good month, but we did reach, you know, peaks of 90 degrees. Please keep that in mind as you're watering your gardens. You guys can add that on there, right?
Yeah,
and then even the mayor's blurb can be like, hey guys, you know, so city's doing good, but we want to remember that it is getting hotter or whatever. Just simple stuff like that. We'll put that out there and it'll
manage your usage.
I mean, everybody's on Facebook anyways and on the phone, so.
Yeah, really?
It's easier to read.
Okay. So that will suffice until we can do a town hall in September, October. I would like October personally, because July, August, September is hopping busy. There's a lot going on. October?
Sounds good.
For town hall?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Isn't that when we did it last year?
So,
I think so. Okay. Maybe our annual October thing we can do. Okay. So town hall, October.
I record with it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
We'll try to do it at the beginning of the month. Okay. There is no new business, and we're finished with the old business.
There's a consent agenda.
There's a consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
A Dean second.
A vote, please.
All aye.
Chari aye.
Potter aye.
Askey aye.
A Dean aye.
Department reports. We did not receive department reports from the previous city administrator, so we are going to go directly to our departments and get it from horse's mouth. So let's start with the police department. Chief.
You did get the
yes.
Report.
Yes.
Anyone have any questions about that?
No, I don't think it was included in the packet though. I did get it online in an email.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't see it in the packet.
Things are going well. We're keeping busy, doing a lot of training. The guys went and did some training today for crisis intervention training, as well as emergency operations. And we're continuing with some of the use of force training this week, and stuff involving administrative pursuit and what is required, what the new statutes are for involvement pursuit and the interagency agreements. So that's pretty much all this week for training.
Well,
getting all that. It's the time of year where the training starts, and some of them are doing what we refer to as well as the in-service. So they have their rotations of guys, and we jump in with McMinnville PD and the sheriff's office for some of their trainings that we can't outsource, or that we have to outsource, that we can't do in-house. Thanks. Like,
do we have a shared pursuit policy?
Yes.
With everybody around here? Okay.
So things are going well. We're getting ready for Derby Day. Been talking with Public Works about getting things set up for the parade and for the detour route for the parade. So I think we have that pretty much nailed down. And it flows well how we do it every year. So that'll work. We also have some of the sheriff's office coming over to assist with the detours and doing traffic control. So we're going to have a briefing in the morning, Saturday morning before the parade, and get things set up and have a good, wonderful weekend. And then August 2nd is National Night Out, so we'll be having a get together for that also. And Travis has been involved. I think Chris has also gone to the National Night Out meetings and getting things prepared. So that, just business as usual, keep them busy.
Thank you.
And I would like to say also that whatever we as the police department can do to help with, we've kind of been doing it for a while, but with this current situation and whatever that we can do to step up and to answer any of the questions that might be had, that I know that Bob has a few that I might be able to answer. So things like that, whatever that we can do as the police department, let us know.
Thank you, Greg.
We appreciate that. Thank you. All right, Public Works.
Yeah, things are going to go great. We're looking at the water plant right now just to discuss that, just getting our mechanical operations sound in the sense that, you know, getting secondary motors, pumps, equipment checked on, you know, monthly maintenance, yearly maintenance, all kind of wrapped up this month. With distribution in mind, like I spoke to, we got leak detection coming through to oversee and look at the transmission line between the water plant and the reservoir. Regards to leaks, we've only had about 4 service leaks that have all been tackled and taken care of. Roads have been paved back in. Collections, I've been in discussions with AKS, and I know Kyle's present for this one. You know, they're looking at trying to do that influent pump station preliminary on that, just kind of trying to get resituated after kind of the staff's shuffle that we just had. Things are going good though. We've still got kind of an issue up on between third and fourth there in a cul-de-sac, but I think we'll have that kind of remedied probably by September, end of September. Putting in a lot of bigger meters now, 2-inch meters, 3-inch meters, looking at upsizing and upgrading a lot of service meters for residents. We have some of those currently in stock. With that said, really trying to gain focus on getting our stock up, just with prices increasing and just the unavailability of getting those parts and pieces in. So the delay is just killing us though. I mean, we're months out on certain things. Staff overall has done a phenomenal job. I mean, they've done great stepping up at the park. Was like what Yvette mentioned, that's looking good over there. With that said, we did get the handicap parking established over there. So imagine some people saw that. So. Spoke to Mark Lago. I know this is a kind of something I've
spoke to last year around this time, but he assured me that Olive Street will be getting chip sealed and painted this year with the striping. And that's going to be in the latter part of August, though. So that's a positive. That's always a win. I know I've seen county doing a lot of work out here lately, so that's good. Storm, we finally got the contract, or to give the contractor to give me an actual physical date in regards to starting to clean out some of those ditch lines around Kay's neighborhood over there, just so we can start to get some real adequate drainage that, you know, the houses need over that area. We've been suffering for a while, so a lot of things in line. Just busy, I mean, but it's a good busy. I mean, we've enjoyed it. You know, and to speak to what Graven mentioned, you know, Public Works is always an open door policy. Anybody wants to come ask us a question, give us a piece of advice, or, you know, show us where there's a problem area, we're more than welcome to take that on and get proactive with it. So I don't know, Kyle, did you have anything to mention in regards to the water plant?
No.
So that's it. I think we're pretty good.
You have everything you need out of the water plant?
Nope. One part we've been waiting for 6 months to get, and we still haven't got it.
What's holding it up? Is there anything that we can?
When they ordered it, they said it's probably 6 months out. Mm-hmm. It's been 6 months, and we still haven't heard about getting it.
It's backwards right now.
Yeah. Just getting parts is what it is. We did get that new pump put in the lagoons. Yep. Our lagoons are getting a bit high, a couple feet higher than last year at this time in our last lagoon. I don't know if that's because when they tied in the Filbert field with the new subdivision, I don't know if that's what is causing it. But
well, I can speak to that. It's definitely up the volume. I mean, it's put a lot of stress on our wastewater treatment plant, the way that, and I'll just say openly that ODOT green-lighted that project to happen over there off of that new subdivision to allow that drainage to run into our storm, that which overloads our water treatment, and we had no say in it.
What's the drainage from?
It's from the Filberts off of 24, off of 47, excuse me, behind the new subdivision that's tied into our storm system.
But we still are getting a 99% removal of, the lagoons are still working really good. It's just, they're getting really full. So
is it hitting that lift that's back there? That lift station that you've got that's back there?
It's not Ellie's. I'm talking about Ellie's garden door.
Yeah.
First. No, it's not hitting that.
Oh, it's not.
Well, okay.
Where did it go before that?
Into that ditch line.
On 47?
So, is that something we can address with ODOT since they're the one that greenlighted it?
They had.
I mean, they're worse.
They're kind of the overlord of what?
If a beaver goes and plugs that hole up, I don't know.
I don't want to cause a situation.
Oops, love jam.
They didn't see any issue with it. They say that our INI is our issue. That's based into storm, not based into our collection.
Well, not if they've rerouted runoff, for goodness sake. And all the pesticides and herbicides going in the water.
That as well.
It's sprayed so heavily. Can't we complain?
Yeah, like I said to Doug, you know, ODOT is complaint driven 100%. It is not me going to
sign me up.
They want public forms of every signature, and then they'll do something about it.
So prepare a letter and we'll sign it.
Yeah, prepare a letter.
I can do that because we'll sign something.
We'll sign it. Sorry. We'll send it on.
You can do it before this Friday. We can have people sign it at our booth.
Be honest with you, I won't have it prepared by this Friday.
I'm just saying. I'm gonna
have it. I like your enthusiasm, Robert.
Jason, at the caucus, I was asked about water meters. What is the status of that? You said we're working on getting some new ones.
Yeah.
How many houses or how much of the city has been replaced already? How much do we have to go? Is there a plan on yeah, how to make that happen?
Yeah, there's a plan, obviously. I mean, at this point, we have Route 4 completed with radio reads. Route 3 is 3/4 of the way there.
Nice.
We have the meters now to complete that project. Routes 1 and 2, which subsequently have probably roughly 300
system.
Yeah, still need to be replaced. We have a plan that Public Works. It's a pretty basic 101 plan. We are going to take a tow behind style Vactor truck, and we are going to go one by one and try to get Route 1 done. There's a lot of heavy lifting involved with that, but with this crew and the staff, I believe we can get it done. There again, with availability, with meters and cost, there's your hiccup. I mean, it's slowly going to come in. I mean, we're getting drizzles of those meters where I'm getting like a dozen, maybe a dozen and a half, you know. I can't order 300 meters and let them sit there. And I'm a little fearful of technology and the turnover in those meters. Mm. I really hold back because from what I've learned personally, those meters for an extra $100, you can get the most techiest meter and put it in your system, but yet that would change what Kim would have to do. So it's like we have to straight line what we're going to do, what vendor we're going to use, and hope to God that product is all the bells and whistles they tell us that it is. It's scary to me because it's just like constantly turning over. I mean, there's always a better meter and a vendor in my office telling me this is the newest, latest, greatest thing. And
well, this is a warranty for 10 or 15 years.
Correct. Correct.
One of the top, in my opinion, one of the best meters.
Yeah, but
they capture low flow. And that's one of our biggest issues is some of these meters are 40, 50 years old and they don't capture low flow. Mm-hmm. So these ones will help revenue, will help with all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, cost, right? But to go back to what you're saying, I mean, my plan is we are going to tackle a dozen at a time, which is, it seems kind of short-winded, but at the same time, as long as we stay to that plan, we'll get it done. Mm-hmm. That's just my goal for my crew is a dozen at a time.
Okay. And you mentioned something about just cranking them out, doing the, you know, getting them together, everybody together, and just, you know, going through and doing it. Is that a muscle? Are you needing manpower?
Yeah, I mean, manpower always helps, but I think we have our strategic plan of Public Works of how to do it with what we have, with what bodies we have, I should say. I mean, it's...
So pursuing additional help isn't necessary?
No. I think what the plan is, you know, in years past, and I'm not going to... It was sporadic. What I feel like is you have to have a plan of attack, and you take care of a route at a time. You do not veer from that and say, okay, I'm going to go put two over here on route three, one on route one, you know, so on and so forth. It's pretty basic.
What is the swap time on those?
Oh, shoot. I think we're from. Depends, but I would say on average, probably an hour. I mean, that sounds drastic. I would say half an hour. If it's perfect, in and out, half an hour. Because we have to dig every one of those out, too.
Just picking days and you're doing however many you're doing that day, and then you're stopping up.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's a great plan. It's just
glad you're doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of the financial crutch is more of anything.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
Well, and we are.
As long as we're moving forward on that. That's all that matters.
Good. Okay. Is there anything else you want to share?
I mean, the Hemlock project is another one. That's a biggie. I mean, that's in rough shape. And, you know, I spoke to that with the budget committee and they were kind enough to put that money aside and they're locking that number for us. But, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, I talked to engineering in regards to what Lawson Corp would be doing when they're doing that tie-in and how much would be impacted. I think we spoke about this last meeting. So I'm really just sitting on my hands on that right now because I don't want to make the blunder where I put that new asphalt in, they come in, wreck it. I'm waiting, you know. It was tough for me, but I'm going to wait. It's going to get done. So one big thing, and I discussed the new subdivision with AKS, with John Christensen, and just looking at some of the intangibles of the infrastructure, what that is, you know, curbs, ADA, storm, water lines, so on and so forth. And on paper, everything looks great right now. So it's going to be a nice frontage, I think, for the park and for the community. It's going to make access a lot easier and a lot more ergonomical. So I think it's going to be a good thing.
Very nice. Yeah. The federal infrastructure funding that's come down the pike, mm-hmm. it's being put out for proposal now. Where's the city in putting their, getting their hand in that funding flow?
Stay out of that. I mean, that's more of a sharing question, but okay. You know, I spoke with Casey Kula and the Portland representative, and the individual from Portland, I would probably butcher his name right now, so I'm not going to try it, but he's in 110% support of EML, which is a real rarity in my opinion, mm-hmm. and a real passion that this individual has to support us, and it's more of an economical growth. So with economics,
this was a state senator,
yes.
or Commissioner Kula?
No, this is the state. What they want to see is a strategic plan. I mean, it sounds pretty methodical and it sounds pretty, you know, repetitive at the same time, but we have to have it, because he's asking me in real layman kind of open sense, like, what is the plan? And, you know, I gave him the impound plan. I gave him the reservoir plan as far as increasing our volume. And he says, if you can follow through with those and you need support from, I'll cry out to the city of Yemen. And I'm ready to go. You guys just have to have it in your plan. And I can see it physically. We can start to move forward.
And that's having it in the CIP.
CIPs and the water okay. master plans. I mean, just having that all shovel ready.
So the council's approved for that to happen.
Yeah.
We just need to get it ran
get
by
it
legal and
yeah.
put it in there.
And, you know, I mean, just on a personal note, I will say Casey has done a lot for this community.
Commissioner Kula has been amazing.
Bringing people in to at least hear us out.
Mm-hmm.
So
for future reference, going back or mentioning the new subdivision, this is more of a thought for the future council later on. I know Third Street obviously is going to get busier.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, living on Third Street, trying to make a left or right there, you have those, that one house that has a trailer, so it's all blind corner there. There is no like any kind of mirror there.
Yeah.
I know we really haven't had crashes there, but you see like an increase of traffic, people coming to Beulah Park and all that. So just as a future thought process, we might want to consider that intersection at some point. It's going to get busier, and I think we are going to have to, that's going to land up having to become a thought of how we want to approach that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to, it's a blind corner there, and that's, those trailers don't help, but it is a blind corner.
It is,
especially
bad. It is very bad.
It's bound to happen at some point.
In regards to traffic, you know, ODOT did a study on that. And they said that the impact wasn't great enough to warrant any issues.
Yeah, they don't live there.
Yeah, exactly. Like Andrew's saying, I mean.
And not just me living there. I mean, people come to the park all the time.
Yeah.
I see traffic all the time. So it's, yeah, I know Hemlock's the other busy street, but you got Third and Hemlock pretty well, probably up farther. Those other two streets will be busy too, but those are your entry points. And
mm-hmm.
I know I've almost got hit there pulling out.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a concern later on.
I asked Jason a question. So I recently found some information, and I don't remember whether it was the News Register or whether it was Google or whether it was on the national news or local news. But anyway, our intersection at 47 and 240 is going ahead with a study for a light for $2.2 million. Have you heard that?
I've not heard that.
I heard that recently, that the state has opened it up again for review.
Good.
And the first thing I saw was somebody said, well,
I like it the way it is, and I don't want to stop.
Just a red blinking light or an actual light system?
A light system. Red and green lights.
Yeah.
$2.2 million worth of lights.
Wow.
Lights are expensive.
So will you find that and share it with us?
Sure.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I just read it or heard, just read it someplace in the last week, and I can't even remember where my wife brought it to my attention, and I said, what?
That would be very exciting.
Yes.
I would ask it for 25 years.
Yes. Right? Yeah. And I think it came from ODOT. I think the information was released from ODOT that they were looking into it again and reviewing the study for a light at 240 and 47. So it's only $2.2 million.
Well, they put in turn lanes and all that, and in there, maybe we've had enough crashes there now to
warm
us up.
Can you imagine trying to get a turn lane in there?
We could do like a break them up derby car race right there in the intersection and call it accidents, right?
Yeah, bumper cars.
Yeah.
Calming. What are they called? The calming.
Roundabouts.
Oh. I love a roundabout.
You would. I don't know who they're calling.
Roundabouts, where you're going, they're not calming at all.
They're not calming.
They're not.
No. But they're efficient. They're highly efficient.
Yeah.
They're
big. Yeah.
All right. Any other reports? Any council members have anything they want to report?
No.
No. All right. Then announcements. Upcoming topics, employment handbook, city administrator, and the TGM grant to downtown for downtown plan. Oh, the mainstream grant.
Is Sharon working on that?
I think Sharon and the YDA are working on that. And implementing organizational development assessment recommendations. I have no idea what that's about, so. So with that, I believe we are completed. Is there anything council has that they want to present before we adjourn?
Nope.
Okay.
I make a motion we adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Heads up.